Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 8. Isaiah 6, 1 to 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a leaf coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." My theme for reflection is encountering God's holiness and responding with willingness. Encountering God's holiness and responding with willingness. Isaiah's vision in the temple is a profound and awe-inspiring encounter with the holiness of God. The imagery of the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple, and the seraphim declaring his holiness, emphasizes the majesty and purity of God. This passage reveals several key aspects of God's nature and our response to him. Firstly, it highlights God's supreme holiness. The seraphim's continuous proclamation, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, the whole earth is full of his glory," underscores God's absolute purity and separateness from sin. This triple declaration of holiness emphasizes the completeness and perfection of God's holy nature. Secondly, Isaiah's reaction to this vision, his recognition of his own sinfulness, demonstrates the natural human response to encountering God's holiness. However, the passage also shows God's grace and mercy. The seraphim touching Isaiah's lips with a leaf coal from the altar signifies purification and atonement. This act removes Isaiah's guilt and sin, preparing him for God's service. My dear friend, to respond to the call of God and the beauty of his holiness, we can draw several lessons from Isaiah's experience. First, we must recognize and revere the absolute holiness of God, which involves spending time in worship, meditating on his majesty, and allowing the truth of his holiness to transform our hearts. Encountering God's holiness should lead us to an honest acknowledgement of our own sinfulness, making confession and repentance crucial steps in drawing closer to him. Just as Isaiah's sin was atoned for, we too must accept God's grace and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, which cleanses us and makes us worthy to stand in his presence. Finally, we must be ready to respond to God's call with a heart of obedience and service. When God asks, "Whom shall I send?" our answer should be, "Here am I, send me." There are two questions for reflection. Number one, How does recognizing God's holiness influence your understanding of your own need for his grace and purification? Number two, in what ways can you respond to God's call in your life with the same willingness as Isaiah? Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your holiness and majesty, as Isaiah did. We acknowledge our unworthiness and the sin that separates us from you. Thank you for your grace and the cleansing power of your love, which purifies us and makes us whole. Help us to respond to your call with a willingness and obedience of heart. May we always be ready to say, "Here am I, send me." In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.